It is 7:35 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Continuing our series of ballot debates, we are turning to one of the most confusing. Proposition 3. This is the largest water bond in state history to make it onto the ballot. $8.9 billion in bonds, a price tag of about $17 billion by the time they are paid off. They would pay for a dizzying array of projects. About $3 billion for safe drinking water and water quality projects, $2.9 billion for watershed and fisheries improvements, $940 million for habitat protection, $855 million for improved water conveyance, that means canals and aqueducts, $685 million for groundwater sustainability and storage projects, $472 million for surface water storage and dam repairs. And within each of those categories, there are so many smaller buckets of money earmarked for so many different purposes and places that I'm not even going to try to break it all down. We will let our guests get into that instead. Arguing on the affirmative side, we have joining us by telephone Jerry Morrell. He is director of the California Water Program at the Natural Heritage Institute. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
And on the con side, Stacey Fortner. She's a volunteer with the Sierra Club, which has recommended a no vote on Proposition 3. Thank you for joining us, Stacey.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jerry, since you're the affirmative, we'll start with you. Take 2 minutes. Make the case for a $8.9 billion water bond.
This is the best bond to serve disadvantaged communities and people who have poor or inadequate water supplies that's ever been on the ballot in California. That's why it's endorsed by Clean Water Action, by the Community Water Center, by dozens of conservation groups, including National Wildlife Federation and Audubon. And by many groups are really concerned about the fact that many people in California do not have safe drinking water supplies. We have got to, in this 21st century California, make sure that every Californian has safe drinking water. And we have to get lead out of school drinking fountains. And this measure also funds that. So we're proud of our environmental and environmental justice support. And we're shocked and horrified that a group like the Sierra Club could oppose this on ideological grounds.
Well, Stacey Fortner, why are you opposing it?
Well, I think, first of all, when we look at the definition of what a disadvantaged community is, it's just the simple definition is it's a community with an annual median household income that's less than 80% of the statewide annual median household income. So that's a wide spectrum of disadvantaged communities. And I think it's disingenuous for someone to say that this bond was created specifically to serve disadvantaged communities, but there's no list in the bond measure itself. There's no list of priorities of where the money would be spent in these communities, what projects would be sponsored in these communities. So I'm shocked and horrified that the Sierra Club would oppose this on ideological. How about shocked and horrified that special interest groups and billionaires' pet projects would be introduced on a ballot measure and forced onto the backs of California taxpayers. It's unconscionable.
What do you specifically mean by special interests and billionaires' pet projects?
Well, if you look at how the measure was even created, there was a group. Jerry had gone to collecting signatures. He'd gone to Rendon's office in Sacramento and said, hey, let's get on board with this water project. I've got these signatures, and I've gone to these groups and asked them what they've needed, and this is what they tell me they need. So I'm going to include this in my bond, and we're going to put this on the ballot whether you support it or not. And so I've spoken with people in Rendon's office, and they vehemently oppose this. And this is not the way that ballot measures are
supposed
to be done.
I'm trying to get down to brass tacks here because you're telling me about the process. I asked about the specifics of what the bond's paying for. Now, you made an allegation that it would pay for billionaires' pet projects and special interests. You haven't named one yet. Let's advance the conversation. What is on the ballot that you don't think should get funded?
Well, I think that the Fryant-Kern canals are that's the $750 million has been allocated for that. The reason that those canals are in disarray is because of the overpumping of the groundwater in that area, and that's caused by Big Ag. So Big Ag has a keen interest in getting this bond measure passed because it takes the burden of them having to fix the problem that they caused and then spreading that among all of the taxpayers of California and having them do it. But what California fails to realize is that 80% of what the agriculture community in that area produces is exported. So while it seems like it's a California issue, it's really not, because we're not benefiting from the crops in that area. Those 80% of that is exported out of the country. So perhaps we should have the recipients of that those crops also kick in to fix those canals.
Well, let's put that to you, Jerry Morrell. The Fryant-Kern Canal. It's a federally owned project. Why should we spend state money on it? Why should we spend it to benefit for-profit agriculture companies? Shouldn't the principle of beneficiary pays prevail?
Beneficiary pays is a good idea, but we are the beneficiaries. The idea that this food is all exported to other countries is just completely ridiculous. I would urge anyone who'd like to look at what's produced down in this area between Fresno and Bakersfield. When you go to Safeway or the Co-op or anywhere else, you're going to find the products of that area on your shelves. The subsidence of the Fryant-Kern Canal was not caused by the farmers. And by the way, this area of California is the last place in California where there are still small farmers. We're not talking corporate ag over in Westlands or something like that. These are the small farmers that are left in California. When people want to attack ag, they always say corporate ag, whatever that means. These are, however, our small farmers.
But California seems like a state where water is so scarce that the state shouldn't be in the business of subsidizing its consumption.
Well, we're not subsidizing the consumption of water. If we're subsidizing anything, it's the consumption of the food that we eat. If we let this area of agriculture go out of production, we're going to end up having to import our food from, you name it, Peru, Mexico, Chile. Go to the store now. You see that stuff there. The global warming costs of that kind of import of food are enormous. And just kicking ag out of California means that we're going to spend an enormous amount of energy flying food into our state because we're going to continue to eat, I'm sure. So the idea that we should attack agriculture is not a good idea from the perspective of climate change.
Jerry Morrell, I want to ask for your response to another point that Stacey Fortner touched on, which is the process. A lot of critics of this bond have described it as pay-to-play politics. Basically, that there are earmarks inside this bond to bring on board most of the organizations that are endorsing it, several of which are also financing the Yes campaign. That it's just a bad way to do government.
Well, maybe people may not like our endorsers or donors, but I would urge you to go to the Secretary of State's website and see who the sponsors are. The three largest donors are Ducks Unlimited, the California Waterfowl Association, and the California Wildlife Foundation. And we're very proud of the environmental support that we have for this measure. We do have support from farmers and from water people and so on. But, we've got to kind of get back to the idea that we are just one state and not everybody is going to, support or oppose everything. But we still need to try to become more unified. And this measure does have support from environmental justice, environmental business, labor, and agriculture. California Labor Federation endorses this measure.
Stacey Fortner, I want to flip that question around and put it back to you. You described the process by which this got on the ballot, which doubtless required a lot of deal making. That's how things happen in Sacramento. But on the merits, on balance, is the state going to be better or worse off if we pay for the $8.9 billion worth of projects that are in the bond?
Oh, I think we'll be worse off by far because $400 million of the of money will be taken out of the general fund to make the interest payments on this bond every year. That's equivalent to what we spend every year on fire prevention and suppression. So it's huge chunks out of the general fund being used to service this small spattering or sprinkling of these enviro groups. I mean, this is the hook and bullet community that's really bought into this. And, you know, Ducks Unlimited want to, you know, and restore their wetlands so that they can shoot more ducks. And it's on their website that, you know, they're hunting. They're very proud and of their hunting. And this is the kinds of things that these watershed restorations are for. So it's far worse off for California to pass this bond measure.
But and, I mean, again, back to the merits. Ducks Unlimited might want to shoot ducks, but if land's going into conservation and as a consequence, fish are doing better, the water is cleaner, the drinking water supply is more secure, does the state come out ahead on net?
These are not statewide initiatives. These are not priorities that have been set forth by what California thinks are important. This is what Jerry has created. This is his baby and what Jerry thinks is important. And the people that have bought into this are really the special interest groups that have a stake in what this bond has to offer. These are not statewide initiatives. We have passed $29 billion in water bonds since, I believe, I think it's 1997. And we just passed one in June. So, you know, I think that California really needs to realize what is behind bond measures that go, especially one of this size. This is the largest water bond ever. When you pay $2 million to collect signatures on a water bond that supposedly is for the betterment of California, I think you really need to look behind the curtain and see what's really there. And this one is especially concerning because of the way that it was brought forth.
That's the voice of Stacey Fortner. She's a volunteer with the Sierra Club, which has recommended a no vote on Proposition 3. Arguing in the affirmative, we have Jerry Morrell. He is the director of the California Water Program at the Natural Heritage Institute. Let's get into those process questions, Jerry. Your interlocutor just raised the question of whether it's a good idea for the state to be spending billions of dollars on the basis of one organization's ability to spend $2 million to put something on the ballot. Our prior water bonds have gone through the legislative process.
Actually, we should correct that. Of the last four water bonds, three have come through the initiative process because the legislature doesn't really care about water or, frankly, that much about the environment anymore. And so, actually, most water bonds are now done through the initiative process. And the idea that our organization made this up and put it on the ballot, we don't have any $2 million, let me tell you. So we work with Save the Bay. They're endorsing this. We work with Audubon. They're endorsing this. We work with dozens of conservation groups around the state. And we have over 100 endorsements from conservation groups. We also work with the people who care about safe drinking water. We let them write the provisions in this measure. And I was really concerned to hear my opponent suggest that somehow this measure won't benefit disadvantaged communities without safe drinking water. That is simply not true. And all you have to do is look at Clean Water Action and all the groups that are endorsing this measure. So this isn't our measure. This is the measure that was developed by public interest groups throughout the state, and we're proud to have it on the ballot.
Why don't you drill down on that point? What specifically would it pay for that would benefit environmental justice communities?
The biggest problem we have in the state in that area is we have over 600,000 people who lack safe drinking water. They have arsenic, chromium, lead, a lot of other pollutants in their water. And the governor and many others have pointed out that we have got to correct this problem. We just can't let this go on. The legislature tried for 2 years to come up with a solution to fund the provision of safe drinking water, and they failed, unfortunately. And so this is the only way we can get these people off of their bad water supplies. And they're not just...
You've named a problem, but you haven't yet named a specific solution. What would it pay for that would change that situation?
Right. So we have $750 million. that will do a lot of different things. It will, in some cases, give people a new well because their well is contaminated. In some cases, it will hook them up to a neighboring water supply, which is good, but they don't have a connection to it. In some cases, it will get them a new water supply from a better water source than the ones they're using today. And this is a program the state has had for several years but has not adequately funded. So for the first time, we would have serious funding for that kind of program.
Stacy Fortner, he's gone into specifics on the programs in disadvantaged communities. They sound like good ideas. Do you have a problem with the projects or a bigger problem with the global bond?
No, which communities? Which people? Which communities? There's no prioritization. There's no oversight. There's no specificity to this whatsoever. So, you know, I could say, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to help disadvantaged communities, but without any specific plans in place, it's just words.
Brian, could I just point out that the State Water Board maintains a list of priorities in terms of providing people with safe drinking water, and those priorities can't be met from existing funding. In the bond, we simply say to the State Water Board, please fund the existing priorities that you've identified for people who need safe drinking water. I think if the people who don't have that water today were listening to this program, they would be amazed to hear that they are somehow not eligible to get this funding.
Stacy Fortner, I guess what I'm not fully, don't fully have a handle on yet is whether your opposition is based on the fact that this is a bad way to do a bond, that you think it will be wasteful spending, or whether you think it will actually be spent on things that are harmful.
I think it's a mix of all of that. I think that this is the Sierra Club opposes the pay-to-play stature of the bond. They oppose that where a big chunk of the money is going to be spent. I think another problem with it is that it's the lack of oversight. You know, here's some money for you, here's some money for you, here's some money for you, but there's nothing behind it. It's just, they say that it's for watershed conservation or watershed restoration, but there's no projects, there's no plan. It sounds like it was put together mainly to support the Resnicks and the Kern Water Bank and the Fryant-Kern Canals. And then to kind of mask that, they have gone to these environmental groups and said, hey, what do you need? And we'll put it in here. And after you collect a handful of those, it makes it look like it's a good thing. And that, you know, how could the Sierra Club oppose all these great things when really the underlying theme of the bond is really just funding special interest in big ag, and it's really not for California. It's not for you. It's not for me. And I really think it's disingenuous to use words like horrified and shocked, and that the public would, you know, listen to this radio program and think, how could we? When I'm going to turn that around and say, Jerry, how could you? How could you put something together like this and then accuse the groups that are really doing good and that are really looking out for California and accuse them of not supporting something that looks so good but really tastes so bad?
Well, Jerry Burrell, let's drill in on the specifics you mentioned there, which is significant subsidies through infrastructure investments of some of the larger agricultural interests in the Central Valley, including operators in the Westlands Water District. Is this where the state should be spending its money, subsidizing highly lucrative, often ecologically destructive agricultural operations?
I don't think we have to worry about subsidizing them. I think we have to worry about whether our water supply is adequate to meet the needs of agriculture and cities during a drought. We've got very productive agriculture in California. We have the best organic farms in the world now in California, and they're in danger. We're going to lose hundreds of thousands of acres of those productive farmlands simply to get our groundwater supplies back in balance. And then we're going to probably lose more due to climate change. We already know that, that warmer temperatures are going to make it harder to grow many of the crops. So I think it's time to stop thinking of agriculture as the enemy and recognize that we want to have good organic produce grown in California, and let's do what we can to help them. But to say that somehow the environmental groups that are supporting this, like Save the Bay and over 100 different conservation groups throughout the state, national, state, local conservation groups, were somehow duped or tricked into supporting this measure, that I think is unfair to them and underestimates their ability to figure out what's good for the state and especially what's good for the environment. I would urge people to go to waterbond.org. That's our website. I don't know how we got that. Waterbond.org. And just see who's endorsing this. And then take a look at the very short list of people who are opposing it and make a judgment for yourself.
We'll call that your closing argument because we gave you the first word. We'll give the last word to your opponent, Stacey Fortner, with the Sierra Club. Go ahead.
So I think I never said that they were duped. I don't believe that they were duped. I think that they were made an offer and kind of bought into this. Yeah, we'd like some money too. But what I would like to ask, if I could, it just imposed this one question. Of the $750 billion or million dollars that's being spent on the Kern canals, only $350 million of that is to fix the damage. So the other $400 million that we're talking about is really just to support an expansion of the Kern Water Bank. So I guess I'm a little confused when you say that that this isn't sort of a kind of a bailout for the Resniks and the and Big Ag. I just think that that's it's dishonest. It's very dishonest.
All right. We'll end the way we started with the question. Stacey Fortner is a volunteer with the Sierra Club, which has recommended a no vote on Proposition 3. Jerry Morrall was her adversary in this debate. He's director of the California Water Program at the Natural Heritage Institute. He put together California Proposition 3 at $8.9 billion. It will be the largest water bond ever to hit a California ballot. Thank you, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.